Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es war bekannt, Perik Tess, Mishnah Beis. Gozal Behema. Suppose he stole a Behema of his kina. And it became old. He can no longer do any work. Or Avadim. He stole Avadim Kananim of his kinu and they became old. They can't do the kind of work they did when they were young. The din is Mishalem. He pays Kishas HaGzela, what the value was at the time of the Gzela. Rabbi Meir says, the Avadim, when it comes to the Avadim, Oimerloi, the Gazlin can say to the Nigzal. The robber can say to the victim, to the one he stole it from, Hare Shalach Lefanecha, here, take back your Eved. The Nigzal is going to say, no, you pay me how much a young Eved is worth. But Rabbi Meir says that the Gazlin can still just return the Eved. This is what I took, I'm returning him. That's because Rabbi Meir holds that in this regard, an Eved has a din of karka. And the halacha by karka is karka ain't an exelis. You can't steal karka. Movable objects, when you steal it, it becomes yours. If there's a shinui, you pay back only money. But by karka, there's no such halacha. It never becomes the property of the one who steals it. Rav Meir holds the same is true for avadim. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Gozel Matbeya v'nizdak. Suppose he stole a coin, and now there's a split, or a crack in the coin. Now, we have to explain that today, coins are really like a check. We have a quarter, it's worth 25 cents. Is it really worth 25 cents? Not necessarily. Just like the $100 bill. Is the paper worth $100? No, but it's like a check from the government. But in the times of the Mishnah, and the truth is it wasn't until too long ago, coins had what's called an intrinsic value. If it was a silver coin, it depended, the value of the coin depended on how good the coin was. And if there was a split in the coin or a crack in the coin, then it's not worth as much. So Gozel Matbeya, he stole a coin, and now the Nizdak, because of the stock, because of the crack in the coin, it's worth less. Or Peiros, V'Herkivu, and they became rotten. And we're talking about a case, not just some of them became rotten. They all became rotten. They all spoiled. Or Yayin, V'Hechmetz, stole wine that turned into vinegar. Mishalem Kishas HaGezela. He pays what it was worth at the time of the Gzela. Now here, this is not going to be good for the Gazlan. He's going to have to pay more, because at the time of the Gzela, it was a complete Madeya. They were good payers. It was good wine. He can't say, well, here, I'm giving it back to you. No, this is a different coin. This is a damaged coin. No, these payers are rotten. No, this isn't wine, it's vinegar. However, Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Matbeya, if he stole a coin, the Nifsal. The government said this coin is no longer considered a coin. But the physical Matbeya didn't change at all. Or Truma v'Nitmeis. He stole Truma, which was Tahar, and it became Tamei in the Rishus of the Gazlin. This is also not considered a shinui. The truma didn't physically change. Or let's say chametz, he stole chametz before Pesach, the other olive of Pesach. And Pesach passed, and the chametz was in the rishus of the gazlin during Pesach. Now it's aser bi'achila u'bahana, like any chametz that is in the rishus of a yid throughout Pesach. Or for that matter, behema, he stole a behema of an evda ba'aveda. Nothing physically changed in the behema. Well, let's say he bowed down to it as an avodah zarah, so it becomes pasul lekarbon. Or let's say he didn't do an aveiru with the behema, but shenifsula miyal gabi amizbeach. It became pasul from the mizbeach because it developed a mum, a type of blemish that would pasul it as a carbon. Now, for chulin, it's not a problem. For chulin, it would only be a problem if the animal became treifa. Something happened to the behema that it wouldn't be able to live for 12 months. But that's not the case with this behema. The mum doesn't affect the way it's going to live. It's just that it would be possible for a carbon. Let's say he stole a behema. Then the behema killed someone. And now Bezen Paskin that it's chayiv skila. But the gufa behema didn't change. In all these cases, Oimerloi, the gazlan can say to the nigzel, sorry, harei shalach lefanecha, I'm giving you back what I took. Of course, the gazlan's not going to be very happy. He's going to say, physically, you're giving me back what you took. But the medbeya is useless now. I could have bought something with it before the government said it's not good. The truma is tame. The chametz is aser. I would have eaten it or sold it before Pesach. However, he's going to be told this is the halacha. And if you listen to the halacha, you don't lose out. The halacha is, being that there's no physical change in the behemah, you can say, Herei shalach lefanecha. So again, if he stole a behemah that became old, avadim that became old, now the nigzal is in trouble. He can't just say, here, take it back. No, this is not what you took from me. You took a young behemah. You took a young effort. The mayor says in the case of avadim, you could say, take it back, because avadim have a din of karka, and the din is karka can't halachically be stolen. It never goes into the reshus of the gazlan. If he stole a matbeya, and now there's a crack in the matbeya, if he stole peyrois, and they became rotten, they spoiled, he stole wine, and it became vinegar, you have to pay back the wine. You have to pay back the good peyrois. You have to pay back a good matbeya. However, if nothing physically changed in the matbeya, just that the government said it's no longer a matbeya, he stole truma and it became tame, chametz for avrol of a Pesach, a behemah that an aveda was done with the behemah, let's say he bowed down to the behemah as an avodah zarah, or it developed a mum, which would pass lit for the mizbeach, or the behemah when it was in the reshus of the gazlan that killed someone, and now it's chayiv skila. In all these cases, he can say to the nigzal, take your item back that I stole, because there is no physical change in the item.